Voters in Wisconsin are going to the polls on April 4th. And there's a constitutional amendment on the ballot that a lot of people are confused about. Joining us is State Senator Van Wongard to talk about the bail constitutional amendment. And let's explain, first of all, why is this amendment on the ballot?
Well, okay, what happens is whenever we're going to make a constitutional change, it has to go through two separate legislatures. So you have to have a piece of legislation going through the Assembly and the Senate, both. It has to be passed by both houses at two separate sessions. So you want to get it right. So you got to make sure that that happens. So once that happens, if it passes both houses affirmatively, then it gets put on the ballot. And then the voters decide whether or not they want to support that constitutional change. So we finished up the part where it has gone through both sides of the legislature, and you have to pass the exact same piece of legislation through both houses, both sessions. And of course, when we have a change in, like, the Assembly had 30 new people come in this last session, it's getting everybody up to speed so that they understand what that legislation does and that change is going to mean.
All right, what are the two questions that we're going to see on the ballot?
The first question is about violent crimes and actually defining what crimes are specifically. So we have different definition for all different types of harm. And the second part of the question is about establishing and defining what serious harm is. We've got half a dozen different references in the statutes about serious bodily harm, serious bodily injury, et cetera, et cetera. So when we're looking at this, there really wasn't a clear definition as to what serious harm actually is. So this will define that also. So that judges are going to be put on the spot that when they make a decision, they'll have to articulate in the record why they determine the bond should be where it's at and for what purpose, and also what the background of the individual is, whether they have a prior criminal history that has to be considered. Those types of questions the judge will now be able to ask when setting that bail. You look at Daryl Brooks, that individual got out. I think if they would have considered his immediate prior history and his history before that, he probably would not have been out and able to operate the same vehicle that he allegedly ran over his girlfriend with. There's many instances where the judge is bound by, I can only set that bail to make sure that they show up in court.
So bottom line, Senator, when we go to the polls on April 4th, what is your recommendation that people vote on this amendment?
Well, I would hope that people realize the importance of having a fair judicial system. And I think that when we're doing bonds like this, we need to put it with the people we elect, and those are those elected judges. They're held accountable. Right now, they basically don't have to be accountable because there's no requirement. There's no definition specifically of what they're able to do with having those cash bonds placed.
All right. So again, the amendment will be on the ballot on
yes.
April 4th. A lot of people don't look at those, but it's important this time around that you let your voice be heard. State Senator Van Wongard, it is always a pleasure to have you here.
And I would support both questions because I think both of them need to pass in order for it to really be effective and for us to really have our voice heard. I totally agree. Vote April 4th. Very, very important. Thank you, Libby.